We're into the new year. As you sit back and you're looking at 2013, because, you know, it takes a couple of days to get used to the idea of even writing that. Does anybody use checks anymore? What do you recall as the best and the worst of this past year? Like I said, we still have to ease into 2013. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. We are broadcasting live from Winter Haven, somewhere in an undisclosed location. Winter Haven, Florida, by the way. Part of what we're going to be talking about this hour here on ATN is the fiscal cliff. Nearer we get. Can a deal be reached? Time is tick, tick, ticking away. Not lost on a lame ducker, Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson, Republican from Texas, who had her fond farewell party. She spent many years in the Senate, had a couple of things to say about the so-called cliff.
Maybe it's like a dysfunctional family, but we do have to work together because without bipartisanship, nothing is going anywhere. We shouldn't be here at this last hour still trying to negotiate a point at which so many Americans are going to be more heavily taxed.
Yeah, not a good way to start the new year. Talking about more taxes, and what I really bristle at, and I've talked about this before, if you know anything about the market, you know that negative news, it can be anything, even a whiff of negative news, sinks stocks. That means people who are retired, people who have their meager savings in 401ks get a little bit nervous, because as we're on the brink of the cliff, Wall Street had a really, 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 I can say that a couple more times, rocky year end. So most of the traders I've talked to say expect it to get that much more intense, because we saw heading into the weekend, the holidays, that the stocks, the market dropped for five straight days. So not a good thing. I did say that we were going to take a look back at the best and the worst of 2012. It takes a while to get used to the whole idea of saying 2013. Hard to believe, isn't it, that we're in 2013. I wonder what the most watched shows will be. Will it be Sunday Night Football? I always say when we do Nail the Score, Sunday Night Football is my favorite. It never disappoints. And what a weekend of football we had, wrapping things up, heading into the playoffs. There were some real squeakers, some really amazing games, like the Minnesota Vikings, for one, gave their fans a lot to cheer about, and the Chicago Bears a lot to be furious about. The Vikings, in the waning moments of a game against the Packers, beat them 37-34. The Dallas Cowboys also could have controlled their own fate, much like the Vikings. But while the Vikings are going to the playoffs, the Cowboys will sit on the sidelines. The Redskins beat them 28-18. Just a couple of the highlights from the weekend. If you stay tuned, coming up a little bit later, we'll have a complete NFL wrap. The real black eyes on the season and the people who soared, like running back Adrian Peterson for the Vikings, who almost set an NFL record but still can celebrate with the rest of the team because they are heading to the playoffs. At the top of the show, I like to jam in a couple of things that happened over the weekend because you might have missed it. After all, we still are in the holiday mode. I think things are kind of sleepy for a lot of people. A lot of people still on vacation. Hillary Clinton was talked about a lot. She had this mysterious concussion. There were no doctors that were talking about it. Remember, that happened as she was getting ready to testify or not testify on what happened in Benghazi in Libya. What happened with the ambassador Stevens and the three others as far as the security was concerned. So health concerns kept the Secretary of State out of the testifying process. Now, a hospital has said that she was sent to the hospital with a blood clot stemming from that concussion that she suffered, and she was actually being assessed by doctors, so that's why the whole mystery of where is Hillary Clinton, and the answer is she has a blood clot, and we'll see ultimately what they come up with as a diagnosis for Clinton, and she is moving on from the career as the Secretary of State, and it's a question of who gets confirmed. The other thing, sadly, when we talk about what happened over the holidays is this freaky, awful accident in these charter buses. I mean, how many of you listening to me have ever been on a charter bus? I can tell you that I've taken a few tours on a couple of buses, even as a kid, from New Jersey to Washington. We took a charter bus tour. 9 people were killed and 26 other people were injured. And this happened on Sunday, rather, when this bus headed to Canada from Las Vegas skidded off an icy mountain highway and crashed down an embankment in northeast Oregon. I know we have a lot of people listening to us in Oregon, and this has been all over the news there. This has been the focus naturally. And they're looking at, well, what happened to this bus? Was it just simply the ice? What happened? It looks to be, that looks to be the case. The bus driver lost control on this lane of 84 because you had snow and ice underneath. The bus crashed through a guardrail alongside the road and went down an embankment about 200 feet. They used rope rescues and tried to do what they could. They brought some of the people, obviously, the survivors back up to the highway. But what a terrible, terrible scene that was. And it happened in the morning. So this was kind of an all-day thing. The Red Cross was out there, and there are at least 21 people who are still at a hospital in Oregon, and their families are being notified. What a terrible thing. As I mentioned, they were based in Vancouver, this tour bus, and they were headed there. They were going as part of a round trip from Vegas. They were going to Vancouver. So they still are looking to identify some of the people. And so where the bus actually went over is in Pendleton. That's the name of the place. I've actually been by there. It's about 200 miles or so east of Portland, believe it or not, but it just simply, sadly, looks like a case of trying to correct, and with the snow and the ice underneath it, it wasn't doable, and he crashed trying to straighten things out, and flew over that guard rail. Sadly, oh, awful stuff. And we've talked a lot about Social Security on this show because, as we're mentioning taxes, you heard Kay Bailey Hutchinson, the former senator, soon to be former senator from Texas, mentioned that so many Americans would be affected by big changes because there's no bipartisan cooperation, so the risk of taxes to so many is great. And this comes at the same time when you get the punch in the gut with Social Security, because Social Security now, the amount of people is a new high. This is not a secret, and it's not a secret because we knew that the population was aging. So when we talk about new highs, we're talking about millions more being dumped onto the payrolls of Social Security. So how much do we have left in the pot? Unfortunately, for me and for many of you listening, by the time we get up to the trough called Social Security, it's not going to be there. Hang with us. More to come here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Happy New Year, Peter Kranschnabel from Midas Resources. Today's December 31st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,664.80. A 1 ounce gold Krugerrand can be purchased for $1,706.26, $853.13 for a half ounce, and $426.56 per quarter ounce. $1,706.26, $853.13, and $426.56.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say, show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Florida at an undisclosed location. Kate, hanging with all of you across the United States. I'm wishing you and yours the best, by the way, as we swing into another year.
What they a do pompous an interest- name that city is, by the way.
Winter Haven.
Yeah.
Because it's a refuge for lots of snowbirds from Minnesota, by the way.
No, nah, that's an East Coast thing. Minnesotans don't fly down to Florida too much. We're more of a Arizona, California clan.
And that's not snobby. What the people from Michigan all flock out to Beverly Hills.
I don't know. I don't hang out in Beverly Hills. I don't have the money you do.
Yeah.
I don't go shopping on Rodeo Drive and hang out with Posh and David Beckham.
Right. I wouldn't even know what to wear if I had to show up at any party that those two were at. Forget it. I don't think so. They're so tanned and sculpted and perfect that it... And what kind of conversation would you have with them anyway, by the way? And probably the Beckhams aren't watching too much tube. I mentioned this briefly, but looking back at 2012... Because so many of us spend way too much time watching television, I thought you'd find it interesting. Think back in the recesses of your mind. What are you watching on the boob tube? I said number one most watched was Sunday Night Football. I'm going to give that a thumbs up. That drew the biggest ratings. But two and three are American Idol. Four was the Sunday Night NFL pre-kick. So it's all about football and singing. Five, Dancing with the Stars. Six, Dancing with the Stars.
What, are you kidding me?
Exactly. We got to watch the Dancing with the Stars and the results, and then we're watching American Idol. Seven, you don't even get to a sitcom or a drama until Seven, which is NCIS on CBS. Then we're back to the music nonsense again. The Voice is number eight. Number nine is the NFL regular season, and 10 is Vegas. Exactly, my sentiments. I mean, look, you only have two shows, and they're both dramas, NCIS and Vegas, which is a new show.
Other than football, I don't watch any of those shows.
I don't watch any of those shows
either. I don't
know
what half of them are.
I don't either. I have seen little blurbs, because if you watch, you know, 1 second of whatever it is you're watching on ABC, NBC, or CBS, you'll see 10,000 promos. So I've seen that. But I watch, like, Homeland, Dexter, Spartacus, things that probably only Matt is watching.
I can tell you what Vegas is, to be honest with you.
You don't know what Vegas is?
I have no idea.
Okay, so Vegas, Stephen Shohet, who comes on our show, our Hollywood Insider.
I know who that is.
Right. He did a little preview of it. It's about this sheriff who was in the wild west of Vegas as things were starting to get going. They had casinos, and it was back in the days just past Bugsy Siegel and some of the mafiosos,
so like
who
the 60s,
settled.
Kinda.
Yeah, so the 60s. It'd be the 60s, and he was the Dennis Quaid plays the sheriff, and then you have the other guy. Oh, I like him. He's on my Facebook, too. So if you go to my Facebook, you'll see him. He's Michael Chiklis. Michael Chiklis is the gangster guy, and it's a true story about how Vegas was. And I think it's the actors. People must like the actors, the two of them and the whole West thing and whatever in Vegas, because that's why it must be getting high ratings because of that.
Other than watching football and Modern Family, I don't really watch any other network TV. And I don't know if that's because they have so many reality shows these days with The Voice and American Idol and the Dancing with Everyone and Losing Weight and all that stuff. But I think it's just, I mean, yeah, Modern Family and football is probably the only thing I watch on network TV. Other than that, you know, I'm a Homeland, Breaking Bad.
Yeah, Breaking Bad, I agree.
I mean, shows like that I watch on a regular basis. But, man, I consider myself kind of a TV aficionado, I guess. And I can't believe that other than football, you know, the sports, none of the shows I watch are in the top 10.
Yeah, same thing with me. Other than football, that's it. I'm not on that list anywhere. I'm not watching any of those things. I can't tell you who won The Voice, who's in The Voice. I can't tell you about American Idol. Can't tell you any of that stuff. Same thing. I'd be struggling to name any of the actors on NCIS. I have absolutely no clue. I'm smart enough that I could figure it out, just like all of you. You could Google it, but I'm not watching any of that stuff. We have breaking news, by the way. Andy Reid is out as the Philadelphia Eagles head coach. What an abysmal season for the Philadelphia Eagles. They were never, ever in it in the NFC East, and it was just a matter of time before they finally decided to let him go. So he's out. He'll probably pop up somewhere as a coordinator. I wouldn't be shocked by that.
There's going to be a lot of coaching musical chairs happening, because look at Philadelphia, San Diego, Kansas City, Cleveland. All four of those coaches are obviously going to be gone. Maybe Rex Ryan with the Jets. Maybe Jason Garrett with the Cowboys. Don't really know about that.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be stunned.
There's going to be a lot of coaching changes in the NFL.
There's a lot of openings. By the way, because that's my inside source, the team is denying that this is the team's denying that that's true about Andy Reid, but I have it on good authority that he is out. Like I said, that's not a surprise, so I'm not going out on any kind of a big limb there.
Back to the TV, one, I just remembered another network show that I started watching that I do kind of enjoy, and that's Nashville. Do you watch Nashville?
I do watch Nashville. The reason I do is because I like Connie Britton, who was on
Friday
Night Lights.
Yeah, and that's a pretty decent show. I think that's got some potential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a little more, it's a little edgier, I think, and this is a little more realistic. And probably that's the reason why I don't like any of the others. And plus, I don't like reality TV, so I'd be hard-pressed to watch that kind of reality TV. For any of you out there listening to us alive and thriving and you're not ODing on Christmas cookies, because, you know, that's what happens. Everybody eats too much nonsense, you know. Oh, more chocolates, please. Some more cookies? Oh, yeah, why not? If you want to throw in on any of this, what you think is... I mean, what do people think is good TV? 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. That's the number if you want to, like I said, ring in and throw in your 2 cents. I think a lot of people listening are movie fans or have gone to some movies with grandkids or kids or themselves or their posse or whatever. And the top 10 box office smashes were The Avengers. I like The Avengers. I saw it. Dark Knight Rises. Batman. I saw it. I liked it. That was number 2. Number 3 was The Hunger Games. I saw it. Eventually, and I thought it was okay. I liked the lead character, Jennifer Lawrence, in it. The Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2, no. Didn't watch it, didn't see it, have no interest. The Amazing Spider-Man, another re-rack. Skyfall just hit a crazy number. I want to say, I can't remember what the number is now, but it's, at the time when I was looking at the top movies, it had made $261 million, and I think it's even higher than that. $261 million, that's wild. Brave was 7, Ted was 8, 9 was Madagascar 3, well, that's kids, that makes sense, 10, Dr. Seuss's The Lorax, that was the last on the list, so that was for the most popular movies. It's worth throwing that out, because I said the best and the worst of 2012. And some of those movies were actually quite good. And I think there are a couple of movies that have come out at the end of the season, popping into now these first couple of days in 2013, that will, I think, could set records, have a good chance of doing that. One of those is the Bin Laden movie, Zero Dark Thirty. Some people will be furious about it. Some people will like it. But I think there's enough curiosity that it'll have at least a little bit of box office draw. And I don't believe that's going to be any kind of a bomb anyway. Catherine Bigelow and the information that she got on the whole Bin Laden thing, that was controversial because did she get classified information, that kind of stuff. That was the rumor that was floating around Washington. I think that story even broke nationally. She denied it. She said she didn't really. And, of course, the Pentagon is saying that's not true. But we'll see. That remains to be seen as to how close things are to what not really happened, but things that wouldn't have necessarily been known. And that's where the controversy, I think, comes into play. As a lot of people are getting into 2013, and it used to be that you had to remind yourself not to write it on checks, but of course, who writes checks anymore? Just a few of us. There's some things that are starting to happen, like a new Congress being ushered in, like a new couple of faces that will be fresh blood in the cabinet. Will they make any difference? A couple of other things that are there on the burner waiting to boil over. That's coming up.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food.
Now the Freeze-Dry Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Here on America Tonight, when we make that final turn, in fact, I had the chance, and I was so excited to do this, to go to Ireland, as all of you know, and I had a chance to visit a couple of cool places, Dublin and Belfast. Who would think that I would end up in Belfast? Certainly 10 years ago, I doubt I would have been able to go and visit there and certainly not have felt safe. But one of the neat things that was possible in my journey there was to see this Titanic experience, which is brand new, and see where the ship was built. Once you go there and you see it, it's kind of overwhelming, I have to tell you. And the outside of this museum is just the same height as the hulls of the Titanic. It looks like the front of the boat. It's not cheesy. I don't know how to describe it. It's kind of a modern looking building, but one of my favorite moments of 2012 was the discussion I had with the very excited curator of the place, who thought they would only, and in his words, he wasn't saying only either, he was saying they would be very excited if when they had opened in the spring in 2012, because that's when it opened, if they had gotten, by the end of December, 400,000 visitors. They're over a million now. They're over a million now. They were on pace when I talked to him to perhaps hit that mark, but they're over a million, which is absolutely amazing. So if he were making a prediction, his prediction was wrong, which is what they did, it's that much better. And we're going to let you hear that interview. It's one of my best experiences of 2012, that trip and some of the people that I met along the way. That was the only place that we went to. Of course, we were at the New Hampshire primary, the Republican convention. We went to Washington two different times. There was a lot happening in Washington with the Supreme Court challenge to aspects of the Affordable Health Care Act, the individual mandate, and a lot of people surprised how that turned out with Justice Roberts. I wouldn't have predicted that heading into the year, as we knew that the Supreme Court would take it up, but I wouldn't have predicted that outcome by any stretch, nor would I have said Skyfall, as I was mentioning when I first put my list together of top 10 movies and where they were falling and who were the big box office winners. Skyfall has hit one, and this I double-checked this figure, Skyfall has hit $1 billion worldwide. That is a crazy number, $1 billion. It's the 23rd James Bond, and so it's definitely blown away all the others with that kind of money. Is it the appeal of Daniel Craig? Is it the time in between and the thirst for Bond and adventure? I mean, what a milestone. How do you explain that? Is it 50 years of Bond? Is it connecting with the audience? Is it more exciting? What is it about Bond that still holds up? 50 years for a franchise is a long time, especially in the video game, Twitter, Facebook era that we live in. You'd have to think that some of the people that went to see Bond were younger. They couldn't have been only people who remember the first Bonds. They would have had to appeal to some younger people, or I don't think they could have hit the $1 billion number. What are some of the things that are boiling for 2013? We know that the one thing for certain that will happen is the showdown on gay marriage. The Supremes involved in this, they're going to have to ultimately make a ruling that'll come out in the spring or toward the beginning of summer before they skedaddle. That is a gigantic story that has been boiling, as I said, is boiling for the last decade or more, depending on the state, depending on the laws. This is has huge implications, and the Supreme Court gets to rule on this. The other big thing is the assault weapons and what happens with guns. Are we going to have guns being taken away from people? Are we going to have people turning in guns? Are we going to have that line down the middle of the country that we seem to keep going back to, so people who want gun control and people who are advocates for the Second Amendment say, wait a second. I think if I were to look out at a room of people and you've got some pro and you've got some con, it is 50-50. I mean, it is 50-50, I believe that, or close enough. The numbers could be a little bit off, but this is a big, big boiling point in the United States. The pot is overflowing. That's two. Guns, gay marriage. Then what kind of dramatic showdowns are we going to see with new people in place in Congress? Some pretty opinionated people that will have some clout on some of these committees. Also with the cabinet. What kind of moves are we going to see with the cabinet that could affect things in our future? In other words, Tim Geithner. I've been pushing for Geithner to get out of the way, I think, since he took office. If only you could get somebody better than Geithner in that spot. Because we got to get away from the Wall Street Goldman Sachs guys. So that's another boiling pot that needs to happen. But when you're in your second term and you're reelected and you don't have to worry about playing for another 4 years, you can, even though you're worried about your legacy when you're president, you can do what you want. Because you're not, the people around you are not worried about getting reelected. They're not worried about having to cut some kind of a deal with anyone because you're large and in charge at this point. So does that mess with the makeup even more of the cabinet? Do we have less bipartisan cooperation? Do we have more bipartisan cooperation? I can't look into a crystal ball and even attack that. With all of the sources and all the people I know, all I hear is the same old cacophony coming out of Washington. It's just noise. And it's easy to just have a blame game and point to Washington, point to Washington, point to Washington. But the people in Washington keep saying the same thing. It's round and round, this merry-go-round. And until there's some kind of a break, there are a lot of things that won't get passed. For goodness sake, the $60 billion, the emergency money they needed for Sandy, which was short of what they needed, finally, just a few days ago, was approved. That finally just got approved. While people are sitting there in Staten Island and some other places, desperate to get back on their feet, waiting for the FEMA money that they were promised, because that's what happens. You have the people go out with the clipboards and tell you it's going to be all right, don't worry about it. Your insurance and adjuster will come out here, and we'll help you along the way. And in the meantime, they're not being helped, and they're wondering why they're not being helped, because of all the red tape that's wrapped around how much money and could possibly be squeezed out of FEMA, which is breaking our backs. And it's expected that you're going to cough up the cash, because for goodness sake, the people in New York and New Jersey and the other people smashed by Sandy need help, but also at the expense of some other people that were in the midstream of getting back on their feet thanks to some horrific tornadoes in the Midwest. Because, you know, we don't have any more Peter and Paul to steal from. And this is the way it's been set up. It's like a giant shell game. And whoever grabs one pile, then they miss the other pile. And we're just moving all this money around in different directions to, I think, keep people a little bit confused and not realizing where it's going. That's why you wake up one day and you start to ponder the $16 trillion in debt that we are as a country and realize we're not paying on that principal. How much worse is that going to get? How can you possibly dig your way out of that kind of a hole? And the answer is, you know, you really can't. You can't dig out of that hole. All right, I got a couple of daily salutes that I want to mix in as we're having one of those free-for-all shows here at the tail end of 1 year into another year and mixing it all up in a batch. You can certainly call if you're sitting there, like I said, with your feet kicked back, had a little bit too much to eat over the holiday break, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, in other words. Easy to be part of the action, or shoot us an email at americatonight.net. My daily salute, actually, and we haven't talked about it other than to mention a quick brush with what happened in the NFL, but one of the big moments was with the Minnesota Vikings, and Adrian Peterson was just amazing. He ended up in an incredible season, just a few yards shy, 9 yards to be exact. He almost made it to a 2,000-yard season. How about that? Woohoo! I'd say he gets the big-time salute. Good kid, somebody I was familiar with in his college days. Just 208 yards on the day to break Eric Dickerson's record of 2,105 yards. That was set back in the 80s, 84. He had a 26-yard run in the fourth quarter that set up the winning field goal. He was amazing, and I'm sure the fans were on the edge of their seat because I have to pay homage to the mothership. There are some Viking fans there. I have to believe, yes, so close. I have to believe that Viking fans were loving every minute of that last motion by Peterson and hoping he would get just a little bit more. But still, what a good feeling for Peterson, who could be the MVP. Stay with us. We're taking it to Ireland next.
Wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
I've seen a lot of sights and traveled many miles. Shake a thousand hands and see my share of smiles. I've caused some great concern and told one too many lies. And now I see the world through these subtle eyes.
Jamie Wilson. And Jamie, what's your title again?
Visitor Experience Manager.
You're just the jack of all trades is what you are, right?
Yeah.
All right. I wanted to talk to you about the Titanic, obviously, and what we're seeing here. I'm seeing that there's lots of visitors from all over the place crawling up and down your gallery. So number one, this has only been open, what, 4 or 5 months. You have to be thrilled about that.
Absolutely ecstatic. We're beyond delighted about how many visitors that we've welcomed. Over 500,000 since we opened at the end of March of this year. So just over 6 months, 500,000 visitors, 65% of which are outside of Northern Ireland, 5% of which, over 20,000 visitors from the United States. How exciting is that? We've all come to Titanic Belfast to learn all about Belfast and where Titanic came from. Titanic was born in Belfast, you know, over 100 years ago, and people are finally coming and experiencing that.
Now, I mean, mean, those are huge numbers. Is that what you were expecting when you opened these doors?
Our target for the first year, believe it or not, was 427,000. So we've already beaten that target within the first 6 months. Incredible. Incredible.
When in learning everything you had to learn, I can imagine you had to immerse yourself in what you were offering here at the Titanic. And I know this is a hard question, but of everything, all these galleries, for you, what is the most exciting part about this?
My favorite part of the exhibition is Boomtown, Belfast. The story of the men and women who built Titanic over 100 years, who came to work for 3 years and worked 12-hour days in the shipyard for the hat and their birds, and, you know, climbed the gantry with the wind and the rain to build Titanic. And then after she left, how devastating must that have been for them to hear the news the morning after she sank? You know, that's the favorite story for me, is the people who built her and what life must have been like for them.
Yeah. And when people come here, they'll see, all kinds of things about the Titanic itself, and they'll also get a chance when you go out behind the main entrance to see where the ship left. Explain that. What kind of view we're looking at?
That's right. To the north of our building, we've got the original slipways where Titanic and Olympic were built. Titanic was built just after Olympic. The two ships sat side by side on the slipways just to the north of the building, so you can look down the slipways and see the twin slipways in the post that signify the Arrow gantry, the scaffolding under which Titanic and Olympic were built. And to think of the size of the ships back in the 1900s would have dwarfed the Belfast skyline. You would have been able to see them from everywhere. So just to have that piece of authenticity, the actual ground where the keels were laid, is unbelievable. It's incredible.
You just said the magic word, authenticity. What are the future plans? What would you love to have eventually be part of this? I'm going to call it a museum of the Titanic. What would you eventually like to see here?
Oh, that's such a great question. There's so much that you could bring.
Pieces of the Titanic or memories?
Well, I actually don't think that I would like to see pieces of Titanic. We're partnered with Robert Ballard, Dr. Ballard, who discovered the wreck in 1985, and it's one of his key philosophies, is that the wreck is a gravesite and that it shouldn't be salvaged from, and I would believe in that personally as well. What I'd like to see is maybe more... it's so hard to think on the spot of what I'd like to see as part. There's so much. There's just so much. The personal stories of the people of Belfast that built her, the people who travelled on her. There's so many stories out there, and we've touched on some of the key players, but a massive extension into that. What happened after the survivors survived and they got back to New York? What happened to them? How did the rest of their lives go? You know, what happened in the end for, you know, to finish the whole cycle of the story would be fantastic.
If somebody is listening to this and they want to come over, are you open 7 days a week? What are the hours like? And you're working 150, I know, but...
Yeah, we're open 7 days a week, 362 days a year. The only days that we're closed are Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and Boxing Day. And Boxing Day is a British holiday just after Christmas. During the winter, 10 to 5. During the summer, from April until September, from 9 until 7 p.m.
All right, so how fascinating, talking about the Titanic and that experience there, and that's a brand new deal for Ireland and for Belfast. It's the world's largest Titanic visitor experience, and I met people from all over the place, from England. I took a picture of a guy from Hungary who wanted me to take his picture outside, and I met another guy from Spain as well, even though plenty of Americans come, as you heard him say, 20% from America. Speaking of America, we have somebody listening to us, Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Top of the morning to you, Kate. And how are you, darling?
Is that your best Irish accent?
Actually, darling, it is. You know, I mean myself. I can't get the Irish broke quite as I like.
So do you have Irish roots?
No, actually, I'm limey and German, and on the other side, I'm German and Cherokee Indian.
Oh, I know. That's fascinating. That's great. You probably have... There might be some fake Irish in there, though.
Well, every Shamrock Day, we all do the Irish routine and drink a cold beer with a little green dye in it, maybe.
Exactly. You know, that's I think so.
One of the famous Irishmen was Tyrone, who defeated Lord Essex, who was sent by the Virgin Queen.
That's right, the Virgin Queen, and the Virgin Queen is Elizabeth.
Yes, and then he tried to actually take over her queenship and become king, and she had his head chopped off.
I remember that. I remember that story, yes. Very good. Very
another,
nice. You added some history.
Another famous Irishman is Roland Tynan, the great tenor.
Oh, and Roland Tynan, I had a chance to meet him one time briefly in New York, and he is an awesome guy. I'm glad you brought him up. Yeah.
And that's about all the Irish that I know. I love the country, and I love the people, and I would love to be there with you. I know it's a fascinating trip for you, and I wish you nothing but the very best. I hope you have a wonderful time. By the way, do you happen to know who won the American football game with the Eagles of New York?
With the Eagles in New York, you know who won that game? The Eagles won it. And
did
you know
really?
Do you know what the final score was?
No, I don't.
19-17.
My God. Well, that's one for you, girl. You're on a roll.
That's right. Yeah, a roll.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Thank you so much.
Well,
thanks for calling.
I know you got to go, so I'll say goodbye.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Bye. Dan in Texas. All right. So, Dan, mentioning a couple of famous Irish folks, and, you know, there's a whole list. If you go through actors, of course, who's the first one that comes to mind? I saw his face when I got off the plane because they're having this gathering, and they have posters of people. Pierce Brosnan, and you know him from his James Bond days. He was the former Bond. Up until 2005, he was Bond. There are, I think in the acting profession, maybe the most in acting, Colin Farrell, who I didn't realize he was Irish. I thought he was English, but he's not. And he's been in a slew of movies. I don't think I even have to go through his movies. He's currently pretty red poker hot. Remember, he was in the movie The King. And I guess that's why I assumed that he was in the British. He was in Bridget Jones, rather. And as I said, many, many, many other movies as well. And our next show, we're going to go through some of that. Some of the Irish influences with literature and with music and whatnot, and some of the famous people from Ireland. To be sure, there are a long list of them. We mentioned a few today, talking about Dracula and Bram Stoker, and of course C.S. Lewis, and there are many, many, many others. And that's why we're here. We're talking about being Irish or not being Irish, or wanting to be Irish, or coming and visiting this magical place. In 2013, they're calling it The Gathering, and it's those things that I keep mentioning, the music and the culture and the festivals, and there are a lot of them. The Irish are very good at coming up with reasons to celebrate, to be sure. I always say this, but I mean it. If you have anything on your mind and you want to vent, or you've got questions about anything that we're doing here on the show, or you want to share your best recipe for, pound cake, your mother's recipe for pound cake, do it. Send it to me at americatonight.net. Some final parting shots here. Too bad for the Americans, the Europeans. You got to tip your cap to them because they came back to win the Ryder Cup 14.5 to 13.5. Do you believe it? Rory McIlroy was sensational, as were the rest of his teammates, and they celebrated big time in Chicago. It was a shocker, I think, to all the people that were there watching, all the Americans that were watching, because with that comfortable lead on Sunday, they were not expecting to unravel and to lose to the Europeans the way they did. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the call, Dano, and to all of you. Top of the morning.
Watch your language in front of the lady, punk!
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff.
And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.